Learning Masech, this Yuma Daf Chaf and Aleph. The Mishnah says, "B'chol yom tarim minas mizbech b'kriyas agever." Every day, you tarim the mizbech at the time of the calling of the gever, or somewhere adjacent to that time, close to that time, whether it's a little bit before, a little bit after. Now, when is kriyas agever? The Gemara has a machlokes if kriyas agever means the rooster crowing, or kriyas agever means gevini kruz, saying imdu kanam avidaschem, like we'll see beis Hashem and amid beis. And the Rambam, in Ilchus Tmidu Musafin, says, Emes Eter Mesedeshim, Mechol Yoyim Mishyal Omen Ashacha. And then he says, Yom Kippur Chatzais, Regalim, Ashmu Rishayim, like the Mishnah. But he says, instead of saying Kriya Segever, he says, Mishyal Omen Ashacha. Like a Mishnah asks, why don't you say Kriya Segever? Whatever Pshat in the Gemara Kriya Segever is. He says, Ulay de Mashmalay de Eve de Eve de Chad Shi'uruhum. Maybe because it's Mashma that it's one shir, Alaysa Shachar, and Kriya Segever is the same thing. So it's Mashman the Rambam that Shuma Sedeshin starts by Alaysa Shachar. The Chayim are bothered because a lot of Gemara some on Mashma Klai that Shuma Sedeshin was by night. Like the Gemara later on Daf Chav Beis and Aleph says, Mefurish, it's an Avodas Laila. The Gemara tries to explain why originally they didn't have a pious for Shuma Sedeshin. They did the Ratzin Va'il and Mekevesh, whoever came first. Because since it was an Avedis Laila, so Leichashiv, people don't consider it so important. They weren't afraid that people wouldn't come for the pious. See, it's an Avedis Laila. A little bit more in the Gemara in Zvachim Dafchav. The Gemara in Zvachim Dafchav is discussing the din that if you did Shumas, if you did Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim, and then it became a new day, new Alayis HaShachar, then there's a Psulina. You have to do again Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan said, if you Mekadosh Yedayim Veraglayim, for Shuma Sedeshin, that's good enough. That's a Tchilas Aveda, that's good enough for, and you don't have a Psulina B'chai Gavna. If Shuma Sedeshin was after Alois HaShachar, so then, why would you have a Psulina? It's already after Alois HaShachar. The Chayetz Mavur, that Shuma Sedeshin is Aveda Slayla. The Karen Ayrin Zvachim asks his Kasha, and Rabbi Kreig and the Gilyan of the Rambam, and the Shapsi Fengel Rambam also asks the Kasha, and they both bring that the Rambam is Mashmad, the Psulina is Me'Alois HaShemesh, the Rambam calls it. That might be like Nesa Chama. But it's a little bit shver. L'chayr the Psalinus from Alaysa Shach. It's a Sugi in Zvachim. L'maysa, other places are Mavur that Trumas Desh night. You see, Taisus' Mavur was by night. Because Taisus and Amid Beis and Afchaf Amid Beis, the Ramaskal Olam Biechan on the bottom of the end of the Taisus, he asks the Kasha. The Mishnah Megillah says that the whole night is Kasha for a few things. And one of them he says is Laktara. That you can be Makta Nevarim the whole night. Why didn't it say also for Shuma Sedeshin? So you see, Taisus names on Klar that Shuma Sedeshin is by night. Rashi also is mashman that way when you get to Amid Beis that he says Kol Alayla is Kasha Bein Laktara Bein LaHarama. That the whole night is Kasha for Aktara and for Harama. It's mashman you need Dafka at night. The Likutei Halachos in the Chafetz Chaim he teaches the Rambam that when he says Mishyal Amid Hashachar, it doesn't mean Mishyal Amid Hashachar. It means a little bit before. He says, it's the Pirish Mishnayis in Masech Tum, it says that Mefurish. That Yalom and Ashachar is Lam Dafka. Has to be before Alayis HaShachar. Because that's a din of Shuma Sedeshin. Shuma Sedeshin is a din Dafka by night. As I teach the Chavetz Chaim, as I teach the Rambam, there's no Machlokes. You see, what's interesting is, the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kufvam and Aleph, in the Sfasem is here, they want to answer Taisus Kasha. They hold, Avada Kriya Segever means before. Avada Namao, they did the Shuma Sedeshin before morning. That was the Ikkar time to do Shuma Sedeshin. Even Kriya Segever is at night. But it doesn't say that if you waited till the morning to do it, it's possible. So that's why it can't be in the Mishnah Megillah. Haktar Seimurim, once it's a Leis HaShachar, you can't do it anymore. It becomes a Psulina. Mashenkin, Shuma Sedeshin, Yitaka could do it by night, you should do it by night, but if you didn't do it by night, you still could do it in the morning. As I tie it to Minchas Kenef, it's a shtickle raya because we say the parashas Shuma Sedeshin in the morning after Alayis HaShachar. The Paiskim say, the Magen Avraham says that you could say the parashas Shuma Sedeshin, you could say the parashas Shuma Sedeshin even by night. Rabbi Kveg is a little bothered because in the parashas Shuma Sedeshin it also talks about the Siddur Merachah and the Shnei Gizra Eitzim, which then you would need Yayim. But that's what the Magen Avraham says. But he doesn't say that you have to say it by night. L'chari, you could say it by day. If Shuma Sedeshin is only by night, how do you say Shuma Sedeshin by day? Sounds like l'chaya that like the milchus chisar semis that you could do chumas eshem by day. You should do it by night, but you could do it by day. But l'chaya is not like taisis. Taisis is l'chaya mavur that has to be done nafka by night. See, there's another taisis and nafka of zayinim at days that's mavur that chumas eshem has to be done nafka by night. But the milchus chisar requires from that taisis maybe it just means that you can't do the chumas eshem before the night. You can't make a chumas adeshin on the deshin of the day before it becomes night. You have to at least wait till it becomes night to do chumas adeshin. Like we're saying, you have that shmur rishayna that you could do chumas adeshin by regalim. But you can't do it before night. It's possible before night. But if you didn't do it by night and you still didn't do it and the whole night passed by, it could be you still could do the chumas adeshin by day. But l'chayah, that would answer Taisus kasha. Why did it say the Megillah? Because the Megillah is the only things that are only kasha by night and you can't do by day. If Shumas Adeshin, the mitzvahs do it by night, but you still could do it by day, so then that's why it wouldn't say it in the Mishnah Megillah. That's talking about the Sfasem, Mitzvah, Minchas Chinuch, and Sataisis Kasha. So just to sum up, Kipshuta Kriyas Agev is before Leis HaShachar, and the Gemara in Dafchav Beis is Mashman that way, the Gemara in Zvachim is Mashman that way, Nachrenim read the Sais. The Rambam says that Shumas Adeshin Mechayim is Leis HaShachar, and that's a Bissel Shver, but the Chavetz Chaim learns up he means Kaidim Leis HaShachar. But even if you learn that Kriya Segever is by night, before Leis HaShachar, you could clarify if that's Likuva. Could be, even when it becomes day, it's good. And that's what Mechas Chinuch HaSemes want to answer Taisus Kasha, want to say in the Mishnah Megillah, because Enoch and Ami do it by night, but you still could do it by day. And that the Taisus Chav Zayin on the day says you can't do it by day, the Mechas Chinuch clarifies you can't do it before night. But after the night, you still could do it. Now, a bissel in the Sugya of Evarim Shepalku Magab Mizbech, just a little bit, some machlekes rishonim in the sugya. Rashi teaches chetzi la'aroma and chetzi la'aktar. Rashi teaches rav stira. The kasav echad mekol laila v'hikta, kasav echad mekol laila v'heirim, that if there's a din aktara, so al karchach, since he still could be makter it, so it's not deshen, and you can't do chumas adeshen on it. If it's kol laila v'heirim, so that means that you could do chumas adeshen. If you could do chumas adeshen, it means it's deshen, it means you can't be makter it. So that's why there's a stira if you could do Akhtar the whole night or Arama the whole night. Because if it's already Mukhtar, then you can't do Akhtar in it. You could do Chumas Adeshin on it, you can't do Akhtar in it. If it, you could do Chumas Adeshin on it, that means it's already Mukhtar, so you can't do Akhtar in it. If you could do Akhtar in it, that means it's not Deshin yet, so you can't do Chumas Adeshin on it. That's how Rashi learns. But the Ri says that you can't do a Chumas Adeshin anyway, because it's not Deshin, it's not ashes. If you have burnt Evarim, but they're not ashes, you anyway can't do Chumas Adeshin. So that's an interesting machlekes. Rashi is l'chayr pretty clear that if it has a din aktara, even though it's not ashes, it's just burnt Evarim, you could do Chumas Adeshin on it. But Taisus says, what do you mean? The Taisus says Deshin. Deshin has to mean ashes. In the end, Taisus brings the Pirish from the Ri'a Bachar that even according to Rashi, he doesn't mean you can actually take the Aver, the burnt Aver, and use that as Chumas Adeshin. It's not Deshin. By real aroma means is that you could put it in the chumas adeshin pile and take off real ashes from it, but it means chal a chumas adeshin on it benigay that now you go and you put it under the puach, you put it where the ashes is, even though it's not ashes, because it's already chal a chalais chumas adeshin. So that's what it means. You can't be meirim this because it's not deshin, but if it's already mukter, so then it'll be chal chumas adeshin on it benigay, you can put it under the puach. Masha'en kein if it's not mukter. So then you can't do the Chumas Adeshin, but you can still do Akhtara. But the Dvol learns Rashi Kipshutai, that this Basa, which is burnt, you could go and make it into, and make a Deshin. It's called Deshin. So is Deshin defined as ashes, and it has to be Dafka ashes, it can't be a burnt Aver? Or no, anything that's Chal in the Din Akhtara is already considered Deshin, that it could be Chal Chumas Adeshin. So that's one interesting Machlekes Rishenim. If Deshin means ashes, or Deshin means anything which has a Chalais Akhtara. Now there's another thing, that Taisus here, in Evarim Shepalkim Lagabim Mizmeach, brings a raya that has to be ashes to be taim from Gacheles. From the Gemara Me'ilah with the Gacheles. The Gemara was discussing Gacheles Shepalkim Lagabim Mizmeach, if he yachzer, if he lo yachzer, and it brings a raya from a Gacheles, a coal. And he says, if you could do Chumas Adeshin, why would you have to put it back on the Mizmeach Lagabim for the Din Chumas Adeshin? That's what he asks. And he says, but Hagu Fakasha, maybe it's coming after Chumas Adeshin, against the Taisus. But the whole Taisus discussion about Chumas Adeshin on the Gacheles sounds like that Chumas HaDeshem would apply to the ashes of the wood. See, the two things were burning on the Mizbech. There was wood burning on the Mizbech, and there were Kabbanis burning on the Mizbech. Does a Chumas HaDeshem have to specifically be from the ashes of the Kabbanis, from the animals' ashes, or even the wood's ashes also could have Chumas HaDeshem? Taisa's whole discussion about Gechela Shepaka and discussing about Chumas HaDeshem and Gechela is bringing a Raya back and forth. If you can have Chumas HaDeshem on something which is not yet ashes, is Mavur that the Din Chumas HaDeshem would apply to the ashes of the wood as well. Rashi and Ila says not the way. Rashi and Ila by Gechela that Shepaka says, we're not talking about Gechela's de Emurim, we're not talking about the Gechela's of the parts of the Karbanis that have burnt on the Mizbech. We're talking about the Gechelas of Eitzim, and he says, Mamash what Taisa says, he says, we're talking about Gechelas of Emurim, then any Chanami, you'd be Mechuyiv to return it, even if it wouldn't be Mitzad Daktara, because you need the Mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshem. So that would be alone a Mechayiv to put it back on the Mizbeach, in order to Mechayiv the Mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshem. But Rashi's Mavur, but Gechelas of the wood does not need a Mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshem. Now the Kasa Mishnah brings the Ridva and Yuma. The Lashon HaRidva, we don't have exactly an HaRidva and Yuma. We have something similar. The Kesef Mishnah is in Hilchas Tmidu Musafim Perik Beis Halacha Yud Beis. He says, Kesef Va Perik Ham Yuma, Shaloye Yechayte Mikhalim Shanasim Eitzim Shibamaracha, Eladavke Mikhalim Shalayvarim Shanisrifu. Vieshel Zerayi Gedoyle Me'agamar. He doesn't say what the Rai is, but that's what he brings from Ridva. The Ridva says a little similar. The Ridva here at the end of the Afchafim and Beis, on the Afkafim Beis, you ask all Elam Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Udukuliyam a mitzvah haramas hadeshim ikul basar ha'ola. Everyone knows that the mitzvah haramas hadeshim is from the ikul basar ha'ola. Pirishab chayim kain da avari olam ukolam kolay shnem veherim es hadeshim echleishis ha'ola. Vechain kol asugya. Mestam and etzer idva he means that he specifically says that chumas hadeshim is the burnt basar ha'ola as opposed to the wood. So that would really answer Taisa's kasha. Taisa's whole discussion about the Gachelas there, and why wouldn't you have to return it on the mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshen, is assuming there is a mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshen in Chelas HaLeitzim. If you hold that there's no mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshen in Chelas HaLeitzim, the whole Taisa's kasha wouldn't be shredded. That's what the Mikdash David in Simen Vav Eis Aleph and the Chazanish in Zvachim Simen Chav Eis Aleph say. And they say that L'chari the Yishalmi and Yuma Perek Beis Alach Aleph and the Teres Kainim and Parashat Tzav by the Heir Mesedeshin, the Pashas of the Yishalmi and the Teres Kanim is them saying this Joshua, that the Heir Mesedeshin should Teichel Eishes Ha'ol Alam Mizbech, that the Deshin, that the Teichel Eishes Ha'ol, that's a Din Chumas HaDeshen, but the Deshin of the wood has no Din of Chumas HaDeshen. But that's another interesting Machlaikis. So we had one Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisis, at least the way the Ritva learns Rashi, if there's a Din Chumas HaDeshen, Dafke, if it's ashes, or even if it's a Vari Ayla, as long as it has a Din Akhtar, you can have a Din Chumas HaDeshen. And the second Machlaikis is Chumas HaDeshen specifically on the Avari Ayla, on the Avarim or the Emurim that became burnt, those ashes, but not the Gachalas of the Eitzim, or even the Deshen of the Eitzim, also have a Din Chumas HaDeshen. Now, a third Indian is like this. Taisa says that even if it's niktar, but since it's not ashes, it's not considered deshen, so you have to put it back on the mizbeach because it's akati l'nigri mitzvah, because you didn't have a chumas hadeshen with it. So if there's no chumas hadeshen, it has to be on the mizbeach in order to have a kiyum of the mitzvah chumas hadeshen. So even though you can't do any more akhtar on it, it's already finished the akhtar, but there still will be a mitzvah of chumas hadeshen. Now, in Masechtas Me'ili, he says, he's going back, on Evarim Shepaka Me'albagam Mizbeach Kainim Chatzayiz Yakzir. Why is it Yakzir? So Taisus here holds because there's still a mitzvah Chumas HaDeshen to do with it. And he holds that the Edmison is no more Akhtar you could do with it because it's already Nikhtar, but he still returned it out to mitzvah Chumas HaDeshen. Taisa Mila says the opposite. Taisa Mila says that the reason why you do it is because if it's ashes, so then it's not Shayach Akhtar. If it's not ashes, it's still Shayach Akhtar. So there's two machlokes in Lechayi between Taisus here and Taisim Ila. Taisus here that says that the reason why you're turning is also Mitzvah Chumas HaDeshen holds there's no more Mitzvah Akhtara. Once it's burnt, there's no Akhtara, even though it's not ashes. Why do you have to return it? Also Mitzvah Chumas HaDeshen. But Taisus there holds no, even though it's burnt, but since it's not ashes, it's still Shaykh a Mitzvah Akhtara. So they have one machlokes about a Mitzvah Akhtara. Stamil sounds like a machlokes in Svarim. Do you say that once it's burnt, it's not Shaykh the Mitzvah Akhtara anymore? Or do you say no, until it's ashes, it's shayach mitzvah sektar. But then there's another machlekes, because Taisus here says you have to return it because of the mitzvah truma sedeshin, and Taisus Mila doesn't say that. He says because of the mitzvah sektar. Now on the thing of gachel shepaka kaidim truma sedeshin, where Taisus is bothered, why did the Gemara say you have to return the gacheles because of truma sedeshin? Taisus Mila says you don't have to return anything to the mizbech because of the mitzvah truma sedeshin. Just you'll find more deshin. If you don't have a mitzvah sektara, like a baigachalas, where you don't really have a mitzvah sektara, you don't have to put it back on the mizbeach because of a mitzvah shumas adeshin. There's plenty of ashes. Why would you have to put something back on the mizbeach because of mitzvah shumas adeshin? But Taisus here is discussing, even if there was a key in mitzvah sektara, you still have to put it back on the mizbeach in order to mekayim the mitzvah shumas adeshin. So what's that machlokes? So Reb Aaron says a geshmak avot. Reb Aaron in Mishas Reb Aaron in Kachim in Sugya Simon Ches Eis Gimel and Dalin, he says arguing the estate of the mitzvah truma sedeshin. What is the mitzvah truma sedeshin? Is it a truma like you have? You take truma. So there's a truma in the shirayim. The pshat is it's chal din truma in the whole deshin. He brings you Yerushalmi that truma sedeshin needs shirayim. You have to have shirayim. You have to take a truma from the deshin. The heir mitzvah. There has to be deshin, and there has to be shirayim. You take a kaimitz of the deshin. So the pshat is, that's a mitzvah, all the ashes that say on the maracha. Now you do a mitzvah of chumas of deshin. You take off deshin, and they all become nitram. So that's why, even if something already has a din akhtara, you have to put it back on the mizbeach in order for it to be chalon at the mitzvah of chumas of deshin. Chumas of deshin is chalon all the ashes. That's what Taisus here holds. Taisus Mila holds that the way. Taisim Ila holds that Chumas Adesh means take some ashes. Whatever ashes is there. It's not chal on anything else. It's not pshat, there's a chuma with the shirayim. So you don't have to have it on the mizbeach in order to do a mitzvah Chumas Adesh. You see, this whole Taisus brings from the Riyah Bachar that the pshat is that you need the mitzvah Chumas Adesh in order that afterwards you take the ashes from the maracha and put it on the puach. You have the maracha where the kabbanis are burning. You have the tepuach where all the ashes are piling up until you do a tzas Adesh. It can't be in the tepuach until you do the mitzvah of chumas adeshin. Because chumas adeshin is the mitzvah of the ashes. It's not nasa mitzvasai, any of the ashes in the maracha, until you do chumas adeshin, and then all the ashes of the maracha is nasa mitzvasai, you put it in the tepuach. That's what Taisus here holds. Taisus Mila holds, no. The nasa mitzvasai is the aktara. The whole thing is the aktara. If you can still do some aktara, that could be a din, it could be a chiddush, kaidim chatzais. Even if it's burnt, you can still make aktara. Nothing to do with chumas adeshin. Chumas adeshin is not a din. You have to take some ashes and put it on the side. That's a din. It's not a din in the other ashes. The chumas adeshin is only in the skyim, in the ashes that you take. That's what Baron Shtickel to explain the machalik is Yushayim.